Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Lord and from our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our message this morning is our Old Testament reading from Jeremiah chapter 33. And I'd like to highlight two portions of that text. First of all, in verse 15, where Yahweh declares through Jeremiah, "In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David." And then in verse 16, "In those days, Judah will be saved and Jerusalem will dwell securely. And this is the name by which she will be called. Yahweh is our righteousness." This is our text. Now, I think it's safe to say that most of us believe that some days are just more important than others. As you look back over your life, I'm sure that you could list some of those days that stand out above the rest. For me, the day of JFK's inauguration stands out. Not because of JFK, but because it was the day that I was born. However, a day that I actually remember, because I don't actually remember that, I only know my mom's stories on that. In fact, she always resented me, I think, because she didn't get to watch his inauguration. But days that I remember, one of them early on is the day that Apollo 11 landed on the moon. I can picture also exactly where I was when the space shuttle Challenger exploded, and when I first heard of the terrorist attack on September 11th, 2001. Even more important than those events, for me at least, I remember the day I first started flirting with a beautiful young lady named Mary Beth, who just rolled her eyes at me. And the day that we were married, as well as each of the births of our four kids. Now, I'm sure you all have special days and events that are important in the story of your life. In today's Old Testament reading, Jeremiah speaks as God's mouthpiece to the people of Jerusalem about some supremely important, crucial, and standout days. Twice, Yahweh refers to those days that are coming in their future. But for you and me today, as we gather here in the divine service, we celebrate that those same days have now already come. They came 2,000 years ago with the advent, that is, the coming of God's Son in human flesh. The day of his birth was the beginning of those days of which Jeremiah speaks in our text. Days that included Jesus preaching the good news of God's kingdom, healing the sick, driving out demons, suffering, and dying for your sin and my sin on the cross, rising on the third day and ascending to the Father. Those were the days when our Savior Jesus walked visibly in our world and won our salvation. Those are the most important days this world has ever seen. They are the centerpiece of human history, because those days of Jesus on earth are days that bring meaning and hope to all other days before and since those days. Jeremiah, under God's direction, had the task of pointing the people toward those days. But here's the problem. The people in Jeremiah's time, like people in every age, were more interested in their own days, in the right now, in the today needs in their lives. These are the days, they would say, that count to me, because these are my days. Be honest, folks. That's where our focus most instinctively wants to go, isn't it? I have rent to pay, and health concerns, and a difficult boss. I've got to figure out how to get the kids to music lessons and confirmation class and getting the basement remodeled all at the same time. I need to make sure I'm ready for my retirement or how I'm just going to get to the doctor. Plus, I'm already committed to the time for taking care of and being a part of my political causes, my special hobbies, and making sure, of course, that I can catch all of my favorite sports teams' games. There are mouths to feed, grass to mow, cars to fix. And now the church wants me to plug in and actively serve the Lord here. So, Jeremiah, how about you talk to me about these days here? These are the days that I care about most. You might not have said those words, but I'll bet you've thought some of them. This, you see, had become the dominant mindset for the majority of the Israelites at the time of today's text. They rejected the words of God's prophets. They abandoned worshiping God as he commanded, and instead they turned to false gods and false prophets. As we see in our culture today, they were enamored by those other prophets whose messages focused on the here and now. They switched their worship and trust over to the popular gods of their neighbors, gods that their prophets said could guarantee them a good crop this year, or multiply their herds, or protect them from Yahweh's threat of the Babylonian army that's attacking them right now. But really, this wasn't anything new. It had been going on for centuries now, where God sent his true prophets to warn his people over and over, to call them back, to shake them out of their these days focus, and try to get them to trust in God's promises for those days. That is the coming of the Messiah. And now in Jeremiah's generation, God's patience with Jerusalem finally came to an end. Because of their unbelief, their idolatry, God announced that he was sending their punishment. The Babylonians were coming to destroy the city, and nothing could change it. That was the situation, the right now issue before the people in our text. And yet, in this desperate situation, Jeremiah shows up, shows them God's unchanged love, even as they faced his necessary discipline. Yahweh promises in verse 14, "Behold, the days are coming when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah." That is his promise to send the Messiah as a righteous branch from the lineage of King David, a branch who will execute justice and righteousness, he says, and save God's people in spite of their sin and rebellion. And how do you suppose the people of Jerusalem reacted to Jeremiah's wonderful words of promise? Well, most of them despised him. "Get out of here, Jeremiah. Take your irrelevant, someday down the road promises with you. We don't need a God who will help us in those days. We're tired of a God who says the days are coming. We need prophets who will speak about peace for this day." I mean, if you haven't noticed, Jeremiah, there are like maybe a million Babylonians outside these walls, and every one of them wants our heads. They're planning to kill us, to carry us off into slavery. But all your God has to tell us is that the days are coming when he will fulfill his promises. No one cares about those days, Jeremiah. I'm sure many, many of those folks were saying those kinds of things. Well, it wasn't long, and Jerusalem did actually fall to the Babylonians, just as God, through Jeremiah, had foretold. God's beautiful city was torn apart. Her great walls toppled. God's temple looted and destroyed. The prince of the city of Jerusalem was taken before the Babylonian general, and he was made to watch them kill his own sons before they then gouged out his eyes. So that would be his last memory. And then he and most of Jerusalem's survivors were led away in chains to Babylon as exiles. But there were still a few Israelites who placed their hopes in God's promises. Those promises all the way back in Deuteronomy, where God first promised that he would care for and provide for those who obeyed him and believed without question in his promise of a Savior to come. These faithful believers would not be disappointed, because in spite of their present hardship, they clung to God's sweet promises. In spite of present hardship, and maybe partly because of present hardship, they set their hearts and their faith not on the things that they were facing right now, but on those days which were coming. Now just think of this. You and I, we will meet those faithful people in person. And we will actually rejoice with them. When? On that day when Jesus comes again to execute God's justice and righteousness, as verse 15 promises. When Jesus brings us all before his throne as our King and our Savior forever. The days are coming, God promised through Jeremiah. And 600 years later, they did. In God's perfect timing, he caused new life to sprout up out of what had come to look like a cut off, dead stump of King David's lineage. And that sprout was a real person in human flesh. A baby with the name Jesus. God's very own son. He came to the nation of Judah, to the city and the people of Jerusalem, to fulfill every single promise God had made to them, the promises that they had rejected. He came and he conquered death and sin and hell in one saving sacrifice upon the cross. He restored the relationship between God and his people. He won the victory for God's people over all their enemies. Not just a victory for these days, but the once for all victory for those days. The days that span into eternity. The days that bring eternal security and eternal joy in an eternal kingdom for all believers of all time. And here's the cool thing, folks. Those days, Jesus' days, are God's source of true help and comfort for his people that now include those of us here who are living in faith in the days of the year 2024. You see, while those days pointed people in our text forward to Jesus, they anchor you and me to those same days 2,000 years ago when Jesus' earthly life and saving work caused us to be saved for eternity as well. That's why the Christian church observes a church year, a liturgical year, each year, where we rehearse Christ's life over and over again. From Advent and Christmas and Epiphany to Lent and Easter and Ascension and Pentecost, our scripture readings and our hymns work to direct our attention away from these days to the saving life and work of Jesus Christ in those days. You see, this is how God teaches and tells us what days are truly the most important days for us. So today, on the first Sunday of Advent, we begin a new church year by fixing our eyes once again and setting our hearts on those days of Jesus Christ. Those are the days that truly matter most. When we hear directly from God's word about Jesus' life 2,000 years ago, we are embraced by God's profound love for us in the challenges that we face right now. You see, we've got to know those days before we can properly understand these days. And as He feeds us His true body and blood, given and shed for us upon the cross, we receive His forgiveness and His strength for this life now. And we proclaim His death for us until He comes. Yes, we live today in the victory of Jesus' resurrection that He brought to us at the baptismal font, bringing us into His family by faith, wrapping us in His righteous deeds. As verse 16 says, because of Jesus, Judah would not only be saved, but Jerusalem, that is the people of God, would receive a new name. We would receive His name. The name Yahweh is our righteousness. That's your new name. The name given to us then, in those days. And even though those days have come, in the grace of baptism, you and I today have a new name before God. He looks at us and He sees the righteousness of His own Son wrapped around us, marked upon our foreheads and upon our hearts as the sign of Jesus' cross placed upon us there at our baptism, proving that all of our sin, all of our guilt, died in those days with Jesus. And now since those days of His resurrection, all who are baptized, all who are therefore cleansed of sin, are just dripping with Jesus' righteousness today and into eternity. Some days are more important than others, more outstanding, more special, more crucial. For those of us who know Jesus, those days, His days, are the most important of all. Now, I mentioned it quickly just a few minutes ago. There is another day. Jesus calls it that day. That day is still on the horizon. Coming soon, Jesus promises in Revelation 22, verse 20. It's the day to which Jesus points us forward in today's gospel reading. The day when people, quote, will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Jesus says, when these things begin to take place, straighten up, raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. On that day, when Jesus comes again, He has promised to raise up all the dead and give eternal life and a place in His eternal kingdom to all who believe and trust solely in Him. On that day, all of our troubles will be gone. And Jeremiah will be there with all of those who remain faithful to God and His promises throughout all the days of history. And Jesus will reign there with His Father and the Holy Spirit forever as our King. Those are the days that matter the most. Amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds and keep you in Jesus Christ, today and forever. Amen.